From George Gershwin to something a little more contemporary now. That's Pájaros by Bomba Estéreo. It's one of the latest picks from Felix Contreras and Jasmine Garst, host of NPR's Alt Latino, our online show about things Latin alternative. They're back with us today to talk about the album releases they are most excited about, which are coming this fall. Felix, Jasmine, thank you for joining us.
Always a pleasure.
Hi, Linda.
Now, Felix, you are excited about that new release by the Colombian band Bomba Estéreo?
I'm very excited about it. When I was able to preview the album, I listened to the whole thing. The album's called Elegancia Tropical, and it's not due out until November 6th, but it's well worth the wait. They're a fairly new band. They were founded in 2000. Their first really big U.S. release was in 2009. And after that, they did a lot of festivals, South by Southwest. They did some touring. That album was more of what they refer to themselves as electro tropical, like very electric, very synthesized, heavy, but still very Colombian. There's a lot of cumbia. There's a lot of traditional music. This album, there are a lot more textures. There are a lot more sounds. And what they seem to have done is just like, they broke down those elements that made their first album such a great hit, and they realigned them with their own musical vision and heavy, heavy use of electronica.
So we're going to listen to some of it.
Yes.
What track will we hear?
We're going to hear a song called Para Respirar, To Breathe.
That's such a lot of electronica, I almost didn't get the voice when she started singing.
Jasmine and I had a chance to see them perform this song live in Colombia a couple years ago when they were working on the album. And when you listen to the song, you hear that drum beat that going thump, 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 and everything else is kind of added on top of that. What they did was is they had a guy playing what's called an alegre drum, and it's like a Cuban djembe. And he uses his palm and he's hitting the biggest part of the drum and he's making a big sound. And then with the other hand, he has a shaker. So he's going, shum, 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 shum. That's the tradition that they did, and they just reinterpreted it with electronica. And that's, to me, that is the genius of their vision.
Did I hear one of those, what do you call rain?
Rain stick?
Yeah.
Palo de lluvia? Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff in there. They're just so creative. This really, I'm very impressed with this album.
Now, there's another one you're looking forward to, a new release from a pretty legendary band in the Latin alternative world. Tell me about that.
Well, Café Tacuba is really, they are Latin American rock and roll royalty. They're a Mexican band, and they have not released something new, I think, in about 5 years. Nonetheless, they are beloved. We had the pleasure of seeing them earlier this year at one of the biggest Latin alternative festivals in Latin America, which is Vive Latino. And I cannot... How many people do you think were there?
Oh, there's at least 25, 30,000.
Yeah, it was amazing. And the rapport that they have, you know, they just got on stage and they were like, hey, buddies, how's it going? It's been a while. We're back. And this new song is a really good example of why people love them. They're totally honest and unpretentious, and they don't have, like, this rock and roll ego. They're just like your neighborhood friends who have a band.
And what's this track called?
De este lado del camino, or on this side of the road.
De este lado del camino, sin buscar ningún destino, y aunque el trazo no es muy fino, de este lado del camino, si mi cara está arrugada y mis manos empolvadas, no ha de ser cosa muy rara. Si mi cara está arrugada, he esperado.
This is is an example of why Café Tacuba is just so awesome. I mean, they're not doing a stereotypical love song or you're such a babe song or something like that. The lyrics are talking about figuring out how to love oneself. It's kind of an ode to finding self-esteem, which is very unique in a genre that's really dominated by themes of love and lust and revenge.
Well, speaking of love and lust, Jasmine, you have confessed on your show that you're obsessed with a new band from Chile.
Obsessed is a good word.
Now, this is not your first Chilean obsession. Weekend Edition listeners have heard you talk about the rapper Ana Tijoux, but we're not talking about her today. Who is the new artist?
This is the band Astro. We've been pushing them on Out Latino for a while now, but they just got picked up by the record label for Latin alternative, which is Nacional Records. And oh, they're so good. I just, you know, if anyone out there is a, you know, a jogger or really needs some new music to run to or exercise, I have Astro on a loop.
So Felix, is she right?
Oh, absolutely.
This is Panda. So much of what's happening coming from Chile is fusing this folk identity and politics and social issues with music. And these guys are, like, they want a party. And that's okay. Everyone needs a break.
Well, thank you both for all this music. Jasmine Garst and Felix Contreras from NPR's Alt Latino. That's a show about Latin alternative music. And you can find some of that music at npr.org/altlatino. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.